Protecting Our Soil. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I don't know of any corn that's been actually planted in our county at this time.
West Tennessee row crop farmers are busy these days preparing to get those planters rolling to plant this year's corn crop. But for the most part, not much of any planting yet. Conditions just haven't been quite right with the cold and wet weather. But Lauderdale County's George Meadows says it won't be long, and he expects some seeds to go in the ground as early as next week. But now he's making sure his soil is protected by installing drainage tile around his fields.
It retains the water and gives it time for the soil particles in the water to settle and slowly fill this basin. It's like a small pond, a dry pond. And if you have a place that's highly eroded or has a lot of water coming off of it, you install this sediment retention basin, and it will actually slow the water down and give time for that soil to settle. And usually what runs out your pipe is a relatively clean water.
Producers in West Tennessee are blessed with really good soil, but it's highly susceptible to erosion. And so for many years, they've been working to keep the soil in place, as many farmers use no-till practices of planting their crops. And many have installed these drainage tiles as well to help protect the soil.
You can't replace the soil once it's gone. And any place we can save that much of it or keep it in place, you lose your soil, lose your nutrients. And every time you have a ditch to wash or an eroded area in a field to wash, you never get that back once it's gone. We have some wonderful soils in our area. We're really blessed with that. And we're gradually getting better at trying to take care of them.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.